time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Leave that in, Danny. It just goes to show where I'm at the end of the year. This is the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We do have a North Shore Sports Desk over on the same site, msonewsports.com. I'm Dom Nicastro. How's it going? Danny Martin, our producer. Happy New Year, everybody. Coming up on the new year. We're turning the page on 2024 into 2025, but we got so much action to get to before this year closes, particularly with the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Tournament featuring several Merrimack Valley boys and girls teams, all at Merrimack College, Friday, December 27th through Sunday, December 29th. They'll have a champion game, two championship games on that latter day. Lots of great stuff around that tournament. And on the other side, we got Dave Fazio, the Andover boys basketball coach. They won the regular season Merrimack Valley last year, so they're the defending champs. They're coming in. They got Beverly to open things up today. So we'll hear from him about his team, how they look different this year, who's stepping up. They got some great senior leadership. And, you know, as this is the last show of the year. So we are excited to close things out. Just a quick look before we go to break with Fazio. Just who made the state finals? What went down this year in 2024 in the Merrimack Valley? It started with Division II boys hockey, where Tewksbury fell in the finals to Boston Latin. So a great season there from the Redmen. And moving on down to Division I girls lacrosse was the next state final. Central Catholic beat Wellesley. So Division I girls lacrosse, we had a winner there with Central Catholic, the win over Wellesley. And Shaw Sheen in football was another winner. So Shaw Sheen beating Foxborough 14-0 in Division 5 football. Andover field hockey lost in its final to Walpole, playing them again. Second year in a row they lost to Walpole after beating them two straight years in the final. So four times they played each other in a row. That's a great story. And that's it. So you had the win from Shaw Sheen and the win from Central and two losses, Tewksbury and Andover field hockey. So 2-2, you know, four state title appearances. Not a ton, but the Merrimack Valley is very competitive and they'll always be in the mix. So, all right. So let's take a break. And on the other side, as promised, Andover boys basketball coach Dave Fazio.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here. Dom DeCastro with one and only guest of the day, Andover boys basketball coach Dave Fazio. What's going on, coach?
How are you, my friend? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
That's right. Same to you and yours. And that can only mean one thing. It's basketball season.
Yes, it is, my man. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And the hot topic as this comes out on Friday, December 27th, is this is day one of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. If I'm correct, I got Andover Beverly 3:15 on Friday, right?
That is correct, my man. That is correct.
Awesome. What's the matchup look like for you? I know your buddy Matt Carrick. It's a great coaching matchup, too. Caracudas Fazio. How can you beat that?
Well, the last time we played them in the semifinals, and they had an unbelievable team, and they ran us off the court. Let's hope that doesn't happen on the 27th. But they had the kid Ryder Frost, who was spectacular, who's going to Notre Dame, and they had a guard. It was literally like that. I don't think he missed, and I know he's playing college basketball as well.
Yeah,
so he does a great job. It's going to be fun. I'm more concerned about tonight. We're recording this. Today's Monday. We're at Methuen tonight, so a little preoccupied about thinking about Methuen than I am about talking about the Christmas tournament. All is good.
No worries there. But, yeah, let's talk about what's been going on so far. You know, what's the record, and how are things looking heading into tonight?
Yeah, we graduated an amazing group of seniors, won the league last year, overachieved, spectacular. Really nervous about those seniors leaving, and we literally replaced them with five outstanding seniors who are basically, they took the baton from Danny Resendez and crew, and these kids have been great. They've been selfless. They've been working hard, led by Sam Consemi and Owen Foley, our captains, both having great years. Camp Gath and James Flagg and Jack Cooper have been instrumental in our success. So we're really excited. We're 3-0. We won at St. Mary's in an endowment game. We played a tough Haverhill team at home and won. And then we beat they're going to be top 10 all year long, a Brookline team at home on Friday. So we're off to a great start. We got some really good young guards to go with these senior leaders. And I'm excited about the season.
And Sammy's making some noise there. 6'7", 250 going to Babson, right?
Yeah, he's doing great. I mean, he's had a roller coaster career with me, but he's hung in there. He's learned a lot, and when he's just not thinking and he's just playing with flow, he's as good as any big guy that's out there. And he was tremendous Friday night. So I'm excited for what holds for him for this coming year.
Looks like he can move and dribble too, because I mean, I saw a play where he was at half court. He just took it all the way in. He just laid it in, and basically people are like, well, I can't stop this. I don't know what to do. And, yeah,
don't encourage him to dribble, please. Don't encourage him to dribble. he's been great. He's such a good passer. He's got a great, he's 6'7", but he plays on the perimeter for us. So we bring him to the block every now and then, but he can shoot it. He can pass it. And he actually can get downhill at the rim. You're right. He made a couple really nice plays the other night. Kids were giving him a hard time and watching video, but he's been a great leader. And he's just so excited for this year. Seniors just want to win, buddy. That's just how it goes. When they're younger, they want to play. They want to be all conference. But when you have seniors who want to win, it's an enjoyable time.
Yeah, and you got a handful of them. It's not, so that's a great base, a great foundation, a leadership there. And how would you compare this? Like, where does this team find success offensively versus last year's team? Would you say?
I think it's kind of crazy. It's still early. I think we have a better offensive team this year, and now it's still early, and we've turned the ball over way too much. But I think we have like a 70. I told the kids we're like a 70-point to 75-point roster. Where if you get these kids playing the way they're capable of playing, we have six guys who can make threes. We're athletic. Like we're better offensively than we were last year, and I want to say we're better defensively, but that's still early. Mm-hmm. But we're holding people to like 0.75 points per possession. It's this whole analytics thing that I get going on now, buddy. But basically, you can hold a team to less than 1 point per possession. You're doing well defensively. And we're doing it. And it's interesting because we were so tough last year defensively. As I said to these seniors, they're back on break. I'm like, if we can play as hard as you guys played this year, we're going to have a really good team. So they get their hands full, try to achieve that.
Yeah. Yeah. How's the MVC shaping up? I mean, last year, you know, you guys win it, get into the tournament, win a game, and then run into MVC territory with Lowell, you know, and they turn the tables on you and win. I mean, it's just like, it's just whatever night it is, you know, who's hotter, it's going to be so competitive game after game.
Buddy, it doesn't change. If you're not ready to play a Merrimack Valley game, more often than not, you're going to come home on the losing side. And that goes for everywhere you go. I mean, the other night, Central beat Lawrence, Lowell beat North Andover at North Andover. We were fortunate to get through Haverhill. I mean, these kids, they play year round. They love it. They're competitive. And if you're not ready, like tonight, if we're not ready to play tonight, we're on break. We didn't have school today. So, who knows what video games they were playing last night. And
just 3 a.m. I know you better. You should have some kids that, you know, detect if your kids are online at like 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Yeah, I mean it's a crazy time because these kids they're high school kids. They're distracted. They got so many things going on, and I'm yelling at them. You got to get to bed by midnight. You got to be up by 10. You know, they're just. They're kids. They're funny. They crack me up. I know they're playing video games. I know it.
Yeah.
And I keep yelling at them not to. So I sent them a morning text this morning. Get out of bed. Go for a walk. Get some fresh air. You know, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
All is good. All is good, buddy.
Yeah, and you know, getting back to the Commonwealth Motors, you know, a rite of passage here in December for the Merrimack Valley and extended beyond that to the North Shore, even some South Shore teams now this year. You know, you guys, they're in there. You got Methuen, Newburyport Central, St. John's, North Andover, and Lawrence. What a pool of just solid, traditionally strong basketball schools.
I totally agree. I mean, I totally agree. I don't know, you know, they do the ratings of who's the number one seed, but I'm telling you right now, the number 8 seed can win this tournament. Like you just, all these teams are good. They're all good. They're all well coached. They do their work. Bunch of great players. Like Newburyport's as good as anybody out there. St. John's is always good. Beverly has like maybe the best guard in the tournament. And then you have the Merrimack Valley teams who are battling as well. So this can go, you know, can go many ways. As I told my players, we cannot be UConn in the Maui Classic. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
this tournament has kind of been my mantra for my guys. Like, this can't be UConn in the Maui Classic. So,
yeah.
Playing 3 games in 3 nights is not easy.
Yeah.
As well. So, you know, let's see who's mentally tough as we get through this tournament for sure.
Is it a good tournament prep? I mean, I know there's some games that, you know, we can't be told. It's not all of them. Like 1:30 game, for instance, there's not going to be like thousands of people there. But does, for the most part, does this tournament give you a sense of like, hey, this is going to be like what it's like in March, late February? Is there some, you know, carryovers in that sense?
The best part of this tournament is you, at the end of this tournament, know what you need to work on and where you got to develop and what kids are going to be in your rotation and what kids are just not ready yet. And then you go into January and then you get back on your traditional Tuesday, Friday. I personally love the, you know, I'm a creature of habit. So I love the Tuesday, Friday games, try to keep our kids on schedule the whole time. So they know. And it's like during these vacation times, I hate them because I know how kids are. But when we're done and we're going into January, we'll know exactly like what we need to adjust offensively, defensively. It's great from that standpoint. And it's fast and furious, you know, buddy. It's already week 4. I mean, we're already we're already moving fast. So at the end of this weekend, we'll have already been a month in, and that will really tell us where we need to go.
Yeah, 100%. Well, best of luck at the time of this recording against Methuen, and then are you off until the tournament?
Okay. So we'll just do a quick practice tomorrow on Christmas Eve for about an hour. We'll give them Christmas off. We'll come in the 26th and put a game plan in for Beverly. Being full-time hoops, man, like I told the kids, like, this is where we get good, right? You don't have any excuses. You have no exams. Let's lock in and get better at basketball. I mean, that's pretty much what it is, you know? So we're excited about it.
Yeah, four games over the course of less than a week, really, if you look at it. That's crazy.
NBA road trip, buddy. NBA road trip. Yeah.
Coach Dave Fazio, Andover, defending champs in the MVC. Best of luck against Methuen and then in the tournament, obviously. Go get them.
Merry Christmas, my man. Be good.
All right, have a good one, Coach.
Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, final segment of the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. That was Coach Dave Fazio. Always love to have him on. They have the hands full. Yeah, Beverly, North Shore team, you know, crazy good the last few years. Division One team as well. So Matt Karakouras has done a great job elevating Beverly basketball and really, you know, arguably making it the sport down there for sure. And then so that's 3:15 tonight, Friday, December 27th. And you got Methuen, number 4 seed, playing Newburyport, number 5, 1:30 p.m. You've got 6 p.m. after the Andover-Beverly game, number 2 Central versus number 7 St. John's Prep. I love that matchup. The two Catholic schools there, privates. And then North Andover, defending champs, number 1 seed. You know, they lost to Lowell the other night, as Fazio mentioned, so they're going to be hungry. 7:45 nightcap against Lawrence. The nightcap games are at Lawler. And the earlier afternoon games today are Hamel Court, all at Merrimack Valley. And the girls' side of things, also at Lawler, you got number 3 Pentucket, number 6 Westford, and then you got 4:15 number 1 Central versus 8 Methuen, and then you've got number 4 Andover versus number 5 Natick at 5 p.m. This is at Hamel, and then finishing off in the nightcap at Hamel, Bridgewater, North Andover, 2 versus 7. Respectively. All right, that does it for the Merrimack Valley. Hey, thanks everyone for tuning in 2024. We look forward to providing you some more interesting content as we go along into 2025. Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. We'll see you on the other side.
Merry Christmas, everyone.